Right, it's 11 o'clock. We'll go ahead and call to order the board meeting of Gateway at Sand Hollow Public Infrastructure District. We'll note that all of the board members are present. So we're going to go ahead, get into our consent items. So on the consent agenda, we have the board minutes from April 26th, as well as any outstanding payment applications and requisitions. I don't believe we have any. So if you guys are comfortable, we could take a motion to approve the consent items.
Second.
Thank you, both of you. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Aye. Oh, thanks, David. That's unanimous. So we'll go on. We need to take a public hearing to take comments on the final budget. So, can I get a motion to open?
Dave, did you get the budget?
Say what?
Did you get the budget? Bobby?
Yes.
Pro forma?
I did. Yes.
I'll make a motion that we open a public hearing for the budget.
I'll second.
So we can take, thank you. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
No, thanks. Thanks, David. We'll note that that was unanimous as well. So, Jennifer, do we have any public either there at the anchor location or on the phone?
We have. That's what?
Yeah. Besides the board, is there any public there to make any comment?
No.
Okay, perfect. So, Shelby, do you want to walk through the budget for us?
I can. I'm happy to. So, board, no changes to this from what we reviewed in October. Do you want me to run through it again really quickly? What's your preference today?
We don't need it if you're not. We just did this in October, so.
Okay.
I'm comfortable with it.
Okay. Great.
Unless you can improve it.
Find more money for you?
Oh, yeah. That would be helpful.
All right, so with that, if you guys are comfortable, we can close the public hearing and approve the resolution which adopts the 2024 final budget. If we could get a motion.
So move.
Second.
Dave seconds.
Great. Thanks, David. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Great. That was unanimous. So that covers action item number one. Let's go to action item number two, which is the renewal of CLA's engagement agreement, and then authorize the chair to sign. Shelby, do you want to cover that?
Yeah, I can cover that. So CLA as a firm just requires an annual renewal on our engagement letter, which is in the form of a master services agreement and then statement of work. So we're just asking the board to consider approval of that renewal. We'll make sure that Matt and his team are good with it from a legal standpoint and then circulate that for signature if approved. So happy to answer any questions on that or our services, if there are any.
Pretty standard from last year, isn't it, Shelby?
Yeah, really no changes to the format at all. So.
Good. I move that we approve the item number two,
the CLA engagement letter.
CLA engagement letter.
Second.
Okay, thanks, you two. All those in favor say aye.
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 Thanks. Note that was unanimous. So next item number three, we've talked about this before, but we'll have to have an annual audit. Hinton Burdick's done the previous 2 years. So we just want to take care of it now that we would renew their engagement so that we can have them start working on the 2023 budget. So if you guys are comfortable with that, we'll have a not to exceed 8,000, which it was this year. If there's any issues with that, then I'll bring it back to you. But if you guys are comfortable, take a motion to renew Hinton Burdick's with that cap of 8,000.
So moved.
Second.
Thanks, you too. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Note that that was unanimous as well. Item four is the adoption of the annual board meeting schedule. So circulated that second Tuesday of those 5 months, 10 o'clock. If you guys are comfortable, we can take a motion and that would allow us to post that on the website.
Yeah.
Thanks, Tim. Thanks, Brett. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
These are both on CLA letterheads.
That was unanimous.
I don't have an engagement letter. So.
For which one?
Hit and Birdie. No, the engagement letter for CLA. I have a green one. Is this it?
Yeah, she's already found it.
Never mind.
Okay. So the last item is going to be the open and public meetings training. So real quick, the idea is that they want all of the board's business to be done in an open and public meeting where the public has the ability to come and listen to the board, any issues that happen inside of the PID. So we have to post, has to be a 24-hour notice for any changes, any of the postings. For all public hearings, we need to have a 7-day business day posting. So it has to be 7 business days. We also have to put out an annual schedule, which is what you guys just adopted. We do have an electronics meeting policy as the district, which allows us to do the board meetings via electronic. So David, that's why you're able to be in Alaska, which is great. So we've passed that, which we have to have. The agendas have to have a reasonable amount of specificity. So we can't have just, you know, something way generic that the public's not going to really understand what that agenda item is. So we have to keep it that way where it's reasonable. We have to keep minutes. We have to do a recording and written minutes. So just so you guys know, I don't know if you know, we have like 3 days to post the recording to the website, but the recording's not the official minutes. The official minutes are the written minutes. And so they'll stay in draft form until the next board meeting, or whenever you guys have them on the agenda to approve them, then they become the final minutes. So that's the way the minutes work. We're the repository for the records. So any of the records dealing with the district, Snow Jensen keeps, Matt will always tell you that there's a special server, a dedicated server for all the PIDs where all of the documents are stored. So if there are any issues with Grandma, which is the Government Records Access Management Act. So if people want to get any of those records, they have to submit a form, has to be fairly detailed on what exactly that they're looking for. So they can't just go on a fishing expedition like probably David's doing up in Alaska. So we have the ability to go through and say, this is what matters, this doesn't. If there's any issues, they can appeal it. And then we can go back and forth. We charge them for the materials and the time in order to do the grandma's. Don't happen very often. We actually had one just a little bit ago with one of the other districts, but they're very rare to happen, especially for the PIDs, since it's so narrow focused for the PIDs, right? There are a few reasons that we could close a meeting. So any real estate negotiations, or if we're strategizing about price and how to go about it, we can close for that. If there's protected business information, then we can close for that. Collective bargaining, we could close. Any litigation, we could close for. Any security issues, security personnel, devices, where they're located, we can do that. Or if there's any issues with criminal misconduct or allegations, we can close to discuss those as the board. All of those closed meetings have to be recorded. We'll do minutes that you would approve in, again, another closed meeting, but all of those are protected. So in order for somebody to come in and get any of the information that happened in a closed meeting, they have to go to court and the judge has to issue a court order. Or if the legislative auditor general, who basically does the work for the House and the Senate up at the legislature, if they ask for it, we have to provide it to them. So closed meetings, again, I doubt we will, as a PID board, ever need to go into a closed meeting. So that's basically it. Tried to get it within 5 to 10 minutes. Did I, Tim?
You did good.
Okay.
You're hired.
Any questions about it?
No, pretty straightforward.
Yep. And we do it. And that's why we've always felt comfortable. Matt's felt comfortable in the past years that over the course of that year, we've talked enough about things that you've met that that requirement. So, but after talking with him, we felt like we probably should just do a quick formal discussion in a board meeting. So you guys have now covered it for this upcoming year.
Good.
Any other questions, any other issues you guys want to bring up for this meeting?
Do you know where Matt is on that ombudsman request form?
I don't. We can ask him, and, you know, Matt, he'll get back to us really quick.
I thought it was the phone out. I don't.
Okay. I'll make a note, and Jennifer can make a note that we'll talk to Matt about that then. Okay, if you guys don't have anything, take a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Great. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, Jennifer, you can stop. All right, you guys have a good holidays.